Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshanani. In this week's episode, we've invited two fundies, Junbei Liu of Tribeca Investment Partners and Matt Williams from Airlie Funds Management, to discuss the five most tipped big cap stocks by LiveWire readers in 2020. These are CSL, Afterpay, Macquarie Group, BHP and Fortescue Metals. These were picked out by the nearly 7,000 respondents in LiveWire's annual investor survey as the five big caps with the strongest return potential in 2020. But do our experts think that they'll fall short of investors' big expectations? Let's jump into the show to hear whether Junbei and Matt are as bullish on these stocks as LiveWire's readers are. Junbei, let's start with you. CSL, the perennial superstar of the Aussie share market, buy, hold, sell.
It's a hold for me. The company, like you said, is perennial surprise on the upside. The company's done very well. Significant tailwind in the industry dynamic, which we do expect it will deliver pretty good result, even though the share price has run very hard. So on that basis, I'll probably put on the hold. But it's very hard to see how that slowed down in terms of growth, double-digit growth, compared to what other companies offer, which is make it quite a standout.
Okay, Matt, it's certainly got the blood pumping past $300. What do you reckon? Buy, hold, sell?
It can only be a hold. It's always looked expensive and it's still always done well. But at the moment, it's particularly expensive, I think. All the good news, as Junbei talked about, it's out there. People know that. But it does seem to have a long runway and hence the hold. I think the position in the market, the weakness of the competitors, the strength in the demand for their product, I think it's going to go for a while longer, and so hence the hold.
Okay. Staying with you, next stock, Afterpay, the buy now, pay later sector leader, buy, hold, sell.
It's a great concept. I wish I'd thought of it, but it's a sell. It's, it's priced for perfection. The forecasts are for $500 million in EBIT in 3 or 4 years' time. I don't think that's going to happen. There's plenty of competition. There's five or six even listed competitors here in Australia. The big guy Klarna is on its way as well, and that also assumes that the 4% take rate that they take from the merchants doesn't move. If that 4% becomes a lot less. Then that's really problematic. So price for perfection, it's a sell.
Okay. Junbei, in the case of investors, is it sell now, buy later?
It's buy now and buy later. I like Afterpay. It's done incredibly well in the last 12 months and more multi-years. There's a lot more competition domestically, but we have seen again and again market leader in those online or disruptive space generally dominate those markets because they deliver the value proposition for its customers, in that case retailers, and they're very much linked to the online spend. We all have seen how strong was the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, and increasingly they're becoming such a critical component of the sale period, and Afterpay is well linked to that sort of space. So we expect them to deliver a good result. And guess what? They've gone to the US market, and the initial intake over the last 12 to 18 months has been incredible, far exceeding what anyone expected. And they're in the UK market as well. So, and the initial indication has been very strong. So to me, it's a buy.
Okay. Next on the list is Macquarie Group, buy, hold, sell.
Look, I think Macquarie is probably a hold for me at this point. I understand the current market condition has been very strong. We've seen the offshore investment banks all deliver pretty strong results, beating expectations in the last few weeks. And at its upcoming update, we do expect them to reiterate the guidance. There is some expectation of them upgrading it. I don't think it's likely because they're cycling some pretty strong commodity return last year. So to me, it's a hold at this point.
Okay, Matt. Can the Millionaire's Factory keep on giving?
I think it can, but it's still a hold for me. I think it's hard to forecast what the profits are. You really rely on Macquarie. They're in a lot of things, but the jewel in the crown is Macquarie Asset Management. And look, if you wanted to put that on a Magellan multiple, because it is a great fund management business, you know, one of the best, dominates in that space, that infrastructure space. Put it on a Magellan multiple, and you could make a case actually that it is a buy. So it's a strong hold for me.
Okay. Number four on the list, BHP, the world's largest diversified miner. Are you backing the big Australian?
I am. You know, it's a buy, I guess. But, you know, who knows what the iron ore price can do? I've been around a long time, and no one that I know has ever been able to predict the direction of the iron ore price successfully for any period of time. But at the moment, they're looking very strong. Strong balance sheet. We're going to get some great dividends. They've got a nice bit of diversification within the business. It all looks pretty good. So as long as that iron ore price go stronger for longer, then BHP will do well.
Okay, Matt makes a pretty strong case. What do you reckon, Junbei?
Oh, I think BHP is a buy for me. I think overlay that with macro, like Matt said, BHP and Fortescue later on, it's very much about commodity prices. And BHP is well diversified, but still quite a big earnings, big price driver is determined by how well China is going, for example. And we're reasonably bullish on in terms of economic fundamental for China, US, and just given the ceasing of trade conflict and a few other things, and China has stimulated enormously. We expect that to see pick up in demand. Now, this virus, coronavirus, is putting a bit of pressure. Of course, we have to see how that might work out. But right now, we do think it's a fundamental is very strong for the miners.
Okay. Last on the list, Fortescue, buy, hold, sell.
It's a buy for me. But look, it's again, based on how that virus might eventuate out of that China and how they might deal with it and the follow-on impact. But right now, we do see upside to a lot of commodity prices simply because China has stimulated significantly. We're expecting to see pick up in fiscal, infrastructure spend in the projects. So that will translate into demand. And, you know, Fortescue is very much linked to that base.
And Matt, what do you reckon?
It's a hold for me. I think to have both BHP and Fortescue as buyers would be a bit too much for me, a bit too much iron ore exposure. But again, it'll be a beneficiary if the iron ore price stays high. And as we know, it's the high cost, the most leveraged to the iron ore price. So if things go worse, then Fortescue will go worse than BHP. So for that reason, it's just a hold.
Okay. LiveWire readers may have big hopes for some of these big caps, but our experts reckon that for some of them, the big returns have already been made.
Thank you for listening to our new Buy, Hold, Sell podcast series. If you enjoyed it, please give the episode a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit subscribe. This will help increase the profile of the podcast and the quality of the guests that I can bring to you.